Texter writes, instead of using the IceBlock app to shop in empty stores, no lines. If you have time, park in the store's parking lot. Use the app and watch everyone run out. Bring popcorn. Of course, the IceBlock app, liberal tech dude wants people to report every time they see ice. And then a notification goes out to subscribers to run. And Lee, this was actually used by an interdiction group last week. Mm-hmm. And they got between ICE and a man they were hunting because they knew that ICE was, you know, in the area. People had spotted him, put him on the app. It allowed a man who committed child rape and was on the run. He's Italian. Of course, he's hiding here in Joe Biden's America because, well, every criminal in the world is. And they almost got him. They really wanted this guy. He was wanted by Interpol. And the Democrats got in the way, and he got away using the ICE app. So,
well, the people that were involved in blocking agents from apprehending him should be charged with obstruction.
I think so, too. I'm getting sick of these Democrats.
You know, well, any time that you get between law enforcement and the enforcement of laws, I'm sorry, you should be held responsible. You know, if you want to protest, if you want to complain, if you want to change laws, go ahead. But when you put yourself between a suspect that is being sought by law enforcement, I'm sorry, you're in violation of the law.
By the way, that was in Denver.
Because, you know, if you wanted to stop at an abortion clinic and pray in front of it at the driveway, they'd sure arrest you for impeding progress there. So.
Good point. Excellent point. Anyway, the guy's name was Jose Reyes Leon Deras. Criminal alien. He was wanted. He's from El Salvador, but he is was convicted of and wanted for child rape in Italy. He was supposed to turn himself in for this prison sentence, never did, came here to Joe Biden's America. And he got away. So, you know, Democrats, just another day. Okay. Meanwhile, speaking of these illegal immigrants, Ron DeSantis opening Alligator Alcatraz today. Donald Trump will be there. This is a big deal. I mean, these two obviously were at each other's throats during the primary, right?
To say the least, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you can see, like, if Ron DeSantis tried to take Trump out in the primary, DeSantis is, you know, pretty much his enemy, right? Well, he's the only governor who answered Trump's call to all GOP governors in the country. Hey, let me deputize all of your state law enforcement. I mean, in Florida, they've even got the Fish and Wildlife people deputized to remove illegal immigrants. They are effectively federal agents. The reason that's important is because the ACLU for years sued so that regular line street, you know, police officers, they find somebody who's an illegal immigrant, maybe catch them speeding or something. They cannot detain them and deport them. They can't because they're not federal agents. Democrats got that done, right? Well, this nullifies that because now Trump just, you know, carte blanche the whole state. All of the state law enforcement, now federal agents, right? So they're doing an amazing job in Florida, but sadly, Ron DeSantis is the only Republican governor to take Donald Trump up on this. Trump asked for it in February. DeSantis got right on it. It's not unusual for them to remove 1,000 a week, and they are just focusing on criminals right now, trying to get them out. So Florida's going to be very safe, safe place. But Henry McMaster, our governor, who is sorry, just very, very sorry. Loves criminals, illegal immigrant criminals, I guess. And he knows about this because over 500 of you have contacted him. That's how many people have texted me to get the governor's contact information on our text line. You can text GOV, G-O-V. We'll send it to you to the text line, which is 800-905-0989. Now, listen to how awesome this is, okay? Alligator Alcatraz, 50 miles into the Everglades. It was an existing facility. Trump's visiting today, and I really hope that he asks again publicly for these GOP governors to do this because a lot of people don't know their governors are slacking here. And that's a shame. And Trump desperately needs the force multiplier. Listen to how cool this is, Lee. Okay. Alligator Alcatraz was chosen. It was originally a like a hurricane relief spot, but it also has a landing strip.
Yeah.
So they can take the illegal there and put them through the deportation process, which they think they'll be able to do in about 48 hours, put them on a plane, and then they're back to Guatemala or wherever the heck they came from. Just boom, takes off right off the runway, all right there in the facility. Now, here's the cool part about it. Not only has he deputized national, like their state national, like they, he has his own like Florida State Guard and the Highway Patrol and the Fish and Wildlife, basically every officer. But you know what you can do? They need immigration judges, right? And a lot of people think those are regular judges. They're not. They're just bureaucrats. So what DeSantis has done is gotten a whole crew from the National Guard, the Florida National Guard, and deputized them as immigration judges. So they're just going to fire away, fire away, fire away. Yeah. DeSantis thinks he can move 2,000 a day, but he's going to have beds for up to 5,000.
Well, you know, they want due process. That's due process.
Meanwhile, Henry McMaster golfs. He golfs. Well, moms are murdered execution style. Just driving around the state for fun. They didn't have to kill her. They just decided they were going to kill somebody, those illegal immigrants, four of them. Just decided to kill her. She didn't resist a robbery or anything. They just, the first person we see, we're going to kill him and rob him. But we'll leave him dead, and they did. It looks like a gang initiation to me, but you know, whatever. Anyway, I hope Henry's getting plenty of vitamin D, and he's, you know, out there doing nothing. Oh, the occasional ribbon cutting. While these people are allowed to run around our state. And no, Governor, one raid of one bar is not going to cut it, honey. You got to do better than that. So I hope that this is going to add pressure, that people are going to realize, wow, there is so much my governor could be doing and that McMaster is not doing. So it's really sad. But the good news is this thing's going to run around the clock. And here is the even best news, Lee. The FEMA money, remember the $1 billion that was being used for hotels for these illegals? Mm-hmm. That money has been repurposed. And a lot of it's paying for alligator Alcatraz. So they're going to get them out, get them out, get them out, get them out. One of the interesting things is that the number one destination for Joe Biden's flights into the country where he's dumping these illegals was Florida. And you could tell why, because they want to flip it back to blue. They don't have any other way besides importing fake illegal voters. And so when they flew Haitian illegal immigrants in here, and remember, they originally denied they were doing it. No, no, us, no, there's no flights. No, that's fake news. UK Daily Mail double, triple down on it. And they admitted, okay, we are doing it. 300,000 were dumped in Florida, 30,000 a month, month after month after month after month. You know who paid for the flights?
Oh, I'm sure we did.
No.
Oh, really?
No, no, it's worse.
Oh.
Believe it or not. The charity run by Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George Bush, which raised money for the flights.
Yeah.
They should go to prison on a RICO trial because that is illegal. What Joe Biden was doing is illegal, raising money for that. I mean, these are three former presidents acting as human traffickers in order to flip Florida blue. I expect that from Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. They do nothing but break the law, but George W. Bush, total disappointment. So we have to reverse what they did, and that's what Alligator Alcatraz is about. And what this is, folks, is a giant, massive reverse voter drive. You can think about it that way. Except we have to follow the law, and they did nothing but break it. But that's okay. So DeSantis was already out yesterday, Lee, shaming other GOP governors, as you should be.
DHS must love this because they're hurting for facilities, and here you are helping the federal government out.
Yeah, well, I said at the very beginning when President Trump took office, you have to have state and locals on board. You got to be on the team if you want to get the deportation mission done. We've done that better than anybody, but I hope other states will follow suit.
Only state to do it. It's really sad. It's really sad because people will die at the hands of drunk drivers and other illegal immigrant criminals because Henry McMaster golfs while Ron DeSantis works. And even worse than that, states that do this and clear their state out are going to be the ones, if we ever have amnesty, that stay at least purple, where we'll have somewhere to go that's still America. It's that critical. But go ahead, Governor. I know you have tea time. Oh, I guarantee, behind closed doors, Republican, and I put that in air quotes, open borders globalist leader, because that's what he really is, John Thune of the Senate, is laughing, dying laughing. So is Lindsey Graham. Elon Musk isn't laughing. Lindsey Graham's dying laughing because they are on the cusp of either killing Trump's big, beautiful bill, which, mark my words, is what they're trying to do with these poison pills, or forcing Trump to sign a bill that keeps 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid. Because they're open border zealots. That's where all their fundraising comes from. It's from the Bush cabal. And look, you could do whatever you want. if you take their money, but you have to be there when they tap your shoulder for open borders. And so you have the ridiculous spectacle of John Thune, who is allegedly the leader of the Senate, hiding behind a girl. Oh, I have to give the illegals Medicaid because she says I do. She's the parliamentarian. Yesterday, parliamentarian was trending on X. People were enraged. You know, he could fire her anytime he wants. Replace her? Who put her there? Democrat Majority Leader Harry Reid. He's dead now. God bless his soul. But he is. He's dead. He's very dead. He's 6 feet under. And he's still running the Senate. Dead Democrats. Still getting their agenda passed. Live Republicans. Think about it. No, but let me tell you what this is. This is a poison pill. It is. Because there's so few votes in the House that what they're making them do is vote for a bill that provides the funds for 1.4 million illegals to get Medicaid. Now, understand something. Here's the outrage of this whole thing. It's illegal under federal law for an illegal immigrant to sign up for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And law breaking ain't no big thing. So in order to physically remove the 1.4 million, they put it in a bill. And John Thune and the parliamentarian are like, oh, you can't do that or it'll take 60 votes. We don't have that. And Thune is refusing to fire her. He could also override her or overrule her. He can do whatever he wants. By the way, there's precedent for it because the last Republican majority leader in the Senate to do it was in 2001. He said, nah. Trent Lott, he's like, nah, we're not doing that. We're going to do it. So why would they do that? Because now if you're in the House and you're in a conservative district, you vote for that bill, guess what? You voted for illegals to have Medicaid. It's an invitation for a primary opponent. They know that. And so when you've got a guy like Thune, okay, understand why this is happening real quick. Because the Bush people ran the party for a long time. They are zealous. Their religion is open borders and the dissolution of America and its destruction through it really being dissolved into the global world order. In fact, it was on first 9/11 in the 1990s that Daddy Bush announced the New World Order, and it is essentially a borderless globalist America ruled from afar, all rights and norms crushed. I don't know why these people love it, but they do. The Bushes ruled the party with an iron fist for almost 30 years because they had gobs of money. That money came from the open borders lobby. And Politico did a great article on this once. They'd send Karl Rove out there. He was the hatchet man. If you would go along with being on board with open borders, the amnesty, all that crap, then you would get about $450,000 in your primary, or you could choose to have the money used against you and they'd put another open border zealot in. Otherwise, they were unrecognizable. They look and sound like other Republicans, you know, with their daddy's shotgun, Bible, and I hate abortion, whatever. They're open border zealots. They're like sleeper cells. Lindsey Graham is one, so is Tim Scott, so is Nikki Haley. They come from that fundraising base, you could tell by their donors. John Thune is too. So he got the tap on the shoulder, you can tell, and now he's pretending he has to follow the parliamentarian when he knows darn well he doesn't have to. So he could put that poison pill in to try to kill this bill. Okay, Trump is popular, right? I mean, so John Thune is only polling in the low 40s in his state. Nobody likes him. Donald Trump is very popular now, depending on the poll, he's somewhere between 51 and 55% approval. So Thune is not going to try to strip out the 10,000 new ICE agents, the $37 billion to finish the wall, the billions for border enforcement. He's not going to do it. He's going to try to kill the bill. The whole thing. And you do it with the poison pill there. Hey, illegals will stay on food stamps. Yeah. Do we need to do that? No. No, I'm just pretending we do. And now you're going to make these Republicans in the House vote on it who know they're going to get a primary challenger. I mean, with friends like this, who needs enemies? This is Republican leadership. So here's the thing here. The good news is, this is good news, I think. Elon Musk threatens to primary members of Congress who vote for Trump's mega bill. He says they will lose their primaries. If it is the last thing I do on this earth, good. Where do I donate? Wipe them out. Notice something about this, okay? It's very subtle. He's not picking on Trump. Now, Trump sees an attack on his big, beautiful bill is picking on, but he's not picking on Trump. He's not faulting Trump. Why? He knows that these people in the House, they're whores. have done this, have larded this bill up and are trying to stop it any way they can. And let me tell you what, Lindsey Graham is the budget committee chairman. He added, I mean, are you ready for this? $635 billion to this thing. Why did he do that? Because he knows it breaks Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, the Republican Speaker of the House, promise with the Freedom Caucus. $650 billion a year extra? You realize that's every year. Yeah. Every year? That's $6 trillion every decade. That's how bad this is. They did that on purpose. They're trying to sink this agenda without going in and pulling out the ICE agents, and that's to keep the borders open, make sure that Joe Biden's illegals stay, so one day we too can live in a place like China with a one-party system. These people are stone cold evil. Don't kid yourself. They're globalists. They want it to be like China, right? We got to defeat them. The way we defeat them is we get the illegals out before we go bankrupt. And we will go bankrupt if we spend at this rate. We will. I mean, $5 trillion debt limit, debt ceiling hike. Are you out of your mind? So I love the idea of Elon Musk primarying these people. He doesn't need to start another political party. That'll just get Democrats elected because it'll split the vote. But I love the idea of finally going in and just culling these Bush open border zealots. They have got to go. They are a disaster. But I got a problem this morning. And look, when Democrats lie, I call them out all day long. Donald Trump is lying this morning. He's trying to distract from the fact that his bill does pose a grave threat of bankrupting America. If he can't get to 3% growth and he doesn't keep the tariffs in place, this thing is going to be devastating from a bankruptcy perspective. It'll add, folks, 10 years from now, we will have a $60 trillion debt. Think about that. Maria Bartiromo said that to Kevin Hassett. He did not deny it. I played it for you.
This 10-year expectation that we're going to have deficits of $2.2 trillion a year and debt of almost $60 trillion by 2035.
Look, the bottom line is that if we get 3% growth, then we're going to have $4 trillion more revenue than the CBO's. Mm-hmm.
It's averaged 2 to 2.2% for 20 years. They can't maintain that. I mean, maybe it gets there, but they can't maintain that. So Trump is lying when he says in his Truth Social post, Elon Musk knew long before he was so strongly endorsed me for president that I was strongly against the EV mandate. It is ridiculous. It was always a major part of my campaign. Electric cars are fine, but not everyone should be forced to own one. That is not why Elon Musk is opposing this. It's not. Hold on. Stop the music because I got to play this real quick. This is Musk and Trump knows this. This is Musk in 2021.
We don't need the $7,500 tax credit. I would say, honestly, I would just can this whole bill. Don't pass it. That's my recommendation.
What about the support, though, for the charging network? I mean, there are parts of this bill. No?
I mean, do we need support for gas stations? We don't. So there's no need for this for support for a charging network. I would delete it. Delete.
Okay. All right.
September 2024, as he's pumping hundreds of millions of dollars backing Trump, Reuters, he wants the end of the EV mandate. Look it up. Trump knows this. Trump's lying. And it's a brilliant political dodge. He's diverting because he cannot win the argument with Elon Musk on bankrupting the country. As recently as what was supposed to be the State of the Union, they put another name on it. Trump promised that he wasn't going to do that. He's doing it now. So he's trying to lie and divert, and it's not a good look for Trump. Attacking Elon Musk, saying he's going to have to head back to South Africa. Honey, the only reason we won it was because of the free speech Elon Musk's Twitter provided. No one would have heard your message like 2020, you lose again. Picking a fight with the guy who, if he rolls out of bed tomorrow and decides he's tired of the free speech fight, free speech dies in the world, pick a fight with him? When the party's whole political future depends on him deciding to continue to fight every day? Not smart. Not smart. Not good long term. Definitely not 4D chess at all. I think Trump needs to shut up. I need to get this thing through Congress. Pray to God we can get 3% growth and not bankrupt the country. And then make up, okay? Just make nice, make up. Good morning. Joining me now is, we can now say, gubernatorial candidate, today, South Carolina. He is the Attorney General of South Carolina, Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Congratulations on your decision.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a long time in the coming, but we're glad to be out there and traveling the state. Look forward to being up in studio with you in the very near future.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive in. I'll ask you the first question I always ask every single candidate. Congratulations. You were just elected governor. It's your first day in office. You cannot wait to do what? It is the first thing you're going to do and the most important thing to you.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is it's going to start the day after I win the election in November. It's to sit down with the leadership of the legislature, basically lay out our legislative priorities for that first session, and then start executing it. You don't want to wait until you take office to start getting ready to govern. You got to start months in advance. You got to put the right people, you know, personnel is policy, the right people in the right places to advance your agenda. The first thing I'm going to want to do is I'm going to want to start the process of eliminating the state income tax. I'm going to want to start working to try to bring in universal school choice. I want to try to implement more advanced ways to doge our state government, not just state government, but county, city, and local school district governments. We need to implement advanced AI to help find fraud, waste, and abuse. We need to expose it for that part of it that's criminal. We need to prosecute it, and for the rest of it, we need to expose it so the public knows how their money is being spent and how bureaucrats are implementing policies. Sunlight and transparency are going to be cornerstones of my administration, Tara. And I want you to have so much information about the bad, you know, elected officials out there and appointed officials that you don't ever stop talking about it to your listeners. We're going to give you so much access to your government. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before.
Well, let me start with, and I would love that. Let me start with the first thing you said. You said you want to go to work on eliminating the income tax. Do you mean totally?
Yes, zero.
Great.
0%. And the reason is, and you know, a lot of people think, well, if you eliminate one tax, you got to raise them somewhere else. I'm telling you right now, there's a way to do this to mitigate that, the way you don't have to shift the tax burden. You look at Texas, Florida, Tennessee, they've done this. You look at West Virginia and Kentucky, they've already passed laws to go to 0% income tax. There are four other states, I believe Arkansas, Mississippi, I'm blanking on the other two, but there's four other states in the Southeast that have all move to go to 0% income tax, or they're going to be there. The states that border us are going to be at 3.9 and 4.9. That's Georgia and North Carolina, respectively, in the next 2 years. South Carolina sitting over 6%. You have to go to Oregon or Washington State to find a state with a higher income tax than South Carolina. So if we're going to be competitive, then we've got to do this. And Tara, the next question is, well, where do you find the money? Well, if you look over a 10-year period, South Carolina state government spending grew by 5.9%, while population only grew by 3.8%. So we're growing our spending at over 2% higher than our population, and the services that go to our population are growing. So if we were to index or attach those two together, that's a little over $1 billion a year over 10 years. That's $10.5 billion we could have used to do revenue triggers to gradually eliminate the income tax just by cutting our spending relative to our population. And then, of course, that money that people are allowed to keep goes back into their business, goes back into their children, goes back into investments, it goes back into capital projects, and then the state of South Carolina has an economic boom.
What would your number two priority be after eliminating the income? I agree with that. That needs to happen just to keep up competitively.
Well, I, as the Attorney General, I've prosecuted lots of corruption over the last 14 years, but a lot of times you see a lot of bad government, inefficient government, incompetent government, people doing things that are wrong, but that aren't illegal or criminal. They just shouldn't be doing it because they're bad at their jobs. But there's no oversight. There's no transparency. There's no sunlight. And I believe that exposing this type of bad government is something that we need to do. There's a reason that people don't, or most people don't, drive drunk or speed or drive recklessly, because they know that there's police out there randomly patrolling our highways around the state. And for those who do decide to drink or drive recklessly, they're eventually caught. Most of them are. And so I think it acts as a deterrent. If you have a beefed up Office of the Inspector General or Oversight Commission that, and these already exist, we're not creating new agencies. But, and when I say beefed up, you give them some additional personnel and you give them advanced AI platforms that are force multipliers. It can take one investigator and turn them into 1,000 investigators because you're able to randomly go in and do audits of how people are spending money and implementing policies, the power given to them by the people. And when they're abusing that power, when they're wasting it, then you can expose them by putting all of those in reports at a public portal where the public can see it. And for those that are criminal, you send it down to the Attorney General's office or the local solicitor to prosecute. And for those that's just bad government, you just expose it. And then you give the people the ability to vote them out of office or the legislature to remove their funding.
Talking to Alan Wilson, our current Attorney General, who is now a candidate for governor of South Carolina. Down in Florida today, Alligator Alcatraz is opening, and Donald Trump's going to go down there to reiterate his call that he first made in February for all governors to do what only Ron DeSantis so far has fully implemented, and that is the deputization of every state law enforcement officer, even Fish and Wildlife, to remove illegals. They've shown they can remove 700 to 1,000 a week. He's opening Alligator Alcatraz. He's got an airstrip there, and he is even... they are even deputizing, and Trump can do this, apparently State Guard and National Guard as immigration judges, so they can get it down to 48 hours, boom, and then they fly you right out of there. Will you answer Trump's call to do the same in South Carolina?
Absolutely. I'm 1,000% supportive of what the president's trying to do here, and I'm 1,000% supportive of what Governor DeSantis is doing in Florida. And, of course, South Carolina will fall in lockstep right behind this policy agenda because it's something I believe in already. We're going to continue to – I mean, I'm supporting these policies now in my role as Attorney General to the degree that I can.
Yes.
However, as governor, I mean, I would direct every cabinet agency that falls under me that has a law enforcement function to fully and completely comply with what the president's attempting to do here in South Carolina. We're obviously encouraging law enforcement leaders, and many are following, not just following, they're leading under the 287G program, which allows them to be deputized to perform ICE functions. But from the state side, we're obviously going to support what the president's doing because this is a core function of government, protecting our citizenry from criminal illegal aliens, especially those who are violent. And we have to support the president in this because it's what the people hired us to do.
So to be clear, then, I will see you working to deputize and fighting to because DeSantis did have to get legislation through the legislature there. He did it. But I will see you working to deputize every single state law enforcement officer, double deputize him as a federal agent so that we can begin the removal process. Well, that's what Trump's asking.
Yes. Yes, we will 1,000% support that. And again, that's why the day after the election, what I said earlier, it's not the day you start governing.
Yeah.
It's going to take several months to put this legislation in, to write and get it before the holidays run. But yeah, we'll start governing literally in November of next year because when I hit the ground running on the day after the swearing in, we got to get this stuff to the state legislature. And I know that we have a legislature that would have the appetite to do that. And I look forward to working with them to implement that.
Alan Wilson, where can people go to find out more about you and your campaign?
WilsonForSC.com. WilsonForSC.com is our website. Obviously, you can donate there. You can reach out to us. You can contact us. I will be traveling the state. I was honored last week to be in Greenville where I received Hobart Lewis's endorsement, received four other sheriff endorsements last week in the Lowcountry in the Midlands. And so you're going to be seeing a lot of me in that region of the state, and I look forward to being up there.
Alan Wilson, thank you for joining us this morning on the Tara Show, 98.9 WORD. Do you see the headline? UK Daily Mail, shocking, even for the cartels. 20 headless bodies decapitated, just hanging from the bridge there on Monday in Sinaloa, Mexico's Sinaloa State. Bloody war for control between two factions of the powerful Sinaloa cartel has turned the city of Culiacan into an epicenter of cartel violence. Since the conflict exploded that last year between two groups, Los Chapitos and La Maiza. So what you have there, 20 bodies hanging off bridge, you never see that in the United States. Well, you wouldn't have, but it's now the Senate plan. See, when you leave funding for 1.4 million illegals in the bill and you bust down the taxes on their remittances back to Mexico, you're begging to lose control of territory. And that's what Trump is doing. He's barely holding on to American territory. It takes federal forces to do it now in Portland and L.A. and New York, soon to be anyway, if Moron, some dummy, wins there. I'm trying to decide, do you like Moron Man Commie better or Moron some dummy? I can't say his name. You heard me trying for days. I give up. I'm just going to call him what I want to call him. Because that's where we are, folks. And rest assured, the Senate is fully on board with keeping the illegals. And I've been explaining what's going on right now. And it's horrible what John Thune and Lindsey Graham are doing. They're both open border zealots. They come from the Bush wing of the party. The Bush wing, until Trump broke the back of it, there's been a just vicious fight between him and the Bush family for control of the grassroots of the party, of the funding mechanism of the party. It's taken Trump all of this time. He has the upper hand now. And they hate it. They hate him. And most especially, they want open borders. It is literally a religion with these lunatics. And Thune is one of their guys. He came in on their money, just as Tim Scott did. And, Lindsey Graham and Nikki Haley and most certainly Thune. So here's what they're doing. They're putting the poison pill in, the 1.4 million stay on Medicaid. They're blaming the parliamentarian when Thune could just fire her in a minute. Lindsey could throw down over it too, but if you notice, he hasn't said a word. He's acting like he has no choice. He's in a hurry, he said, when asked about it. Oh yeah, we're trying to meet Trump's deadline. So sorry, we have to screw him over. Never mind that Trump has asked for the firing of the parliamentarian. See how this game's played? So you put the 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid and the money for them in the bill, knowing there's hardly any votes in the House, and there's a lot of people over there who can't vote for it. They'll get primary, and they'll deserve to, too. They're going to have ads run against them that say, point blank, you funded Medicaid for illegals. And they'll probably have Elon Musk money behind them, too. What a mess. Lindsey Graham creative, folks. So what is it? That's a poison pill. And that way, even though Lindsey Graham and John Thune don't dare pull out the 10,000 ICE agents, the $37 billion to finish the wall, and the billions more for the deportation flights that we desperately need, we're going to have to move 500,000 a month out. We're going to need 15 more alligator Alcatrazes to do it. We can do it, but we got to get Lindsey Graham out of the way. So they're poison pilling this bill. His whole agenda's in there, right? Knowing this will crater this in the House. It is stone cold evil. But I'd expect nothing less from Lindsey Graham. It's who he is. But John Thune, oh my gosh. John Thune. So, and I'm still having trouble this morning. If you can find it, send it to me. And I hate to say that because normally I bring you the information. I can't find it. Are they taking out everything else the parliamentarian wanted out too? For instance, she wanted the illegals to stay on welfare benefits, food stamps. By the way, illegals getting Medicaid and welfare benefits, you know that's stone cold illegal. Very clear under federal law. And they just include the money for it anyway. These Republicans are unbelievable. I mean, you can't make this up. But Trump is determined he's going to fail if he doesn't get this bill through. Here he is when asked about the parliamentarian.
I know you're speaking for the House, but concerned that the House might not like what the Senate does.
We're working with the House as close as we can.
No, you're not.
But when you got the President Trump wants us to deliver, we're hard to deliver. We found more savings than the House did.
Oh, shut up. What a liar. No, you didn't. You added $651 billion a year to this thing, which doubles with interest to $1.2 billion. He knows that'll blow up the House deal. He knows that violates the pledge in the House. He is trying to take down the bill to take down Trump's immigration agenda. He is still an amnesty hawk. Shame on you, Senator. And you know what? You keep this up. I'm going to remind people every day because you're up for a primary. Keep it up.